Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 161. God sees the heart. The Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Let that settle for a moment. When Samuel arrived at the house of Jesse to anoint the next king of Israel, his eyes landed on Eliab, and he was certain. Eliab was tall, commanding, every inch what a king ought to look like. Samuel looked at that man and thought, it's him. It has to be him. That's how we work. Our eyes measure stature, measure presence, measure what can be seen, and stop right there at the surface. That wasn't a failure unique to Samuel. It's the human condition. We all do it. We judge by what shows. But God said no. Do not look on his appearance. God refused the world's measuring stick right there in front of the prophet. That is not how I see. That is not how I choose. And in that refusal, there is an invitation to learn to see by another standard, altogether, to look the way he looks. Because God's gaze goes deep. It passes through the clothes, the resume, the practiced smile, the carefully managed image, and it reaches who we actually are. The motivations no one else knows, the character that shows itself in the dark, the faith that holds on even when no one is watching. And while the brothers stepped forward one by one, David was out in the field, keeping sheep, forgotten, so far off the radar that his own father didn't call him when the prophet came. Nobody considered him. Nobody noticed, but God was watching, out there in the field, in the obscurity, in the routine that seemed to count for nothing. God saw him, and that is exactly where he went to find his chosen one. Do you understand what that means for you today? Maybe you are in a place like that, working in silence, serving without recognition, doing good things no one applauds, fighting battles no one knows you are fighting. And there is a voice that wants to convince you that it doesn't count, that if it doesn't show, it doesn't matter. That voice is lying. God sees. He is seeing right now. Not the image you project to the world. He sees you. The heart you are carrying. Your real struggles, your true motives, the faith that sometimes trembles but doesn't let go. He sees all of it. He didn't need a stage to find David. He doesn't need one to find you either. But this truth comes with something it asks of us. If God already knows the heart, we don't have to perform for him. We can put down the mask. We can be entirely real, and if we can be real, then we can be transformed, because what he sees, he can heal. What he knows, he can redeem. So today, don't run from being seen. Come into his presence exactly as you are, and pray this honest prayer. Search me, O God, let him look, and when he puts his finger on one thing, one thing only he can see, put it right. Not tomorrow, today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.